The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Monday, February 23rd, 2026, at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. 95.9 on your FM dial, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall. Going to play a little music here for the next hour to get us up to 6 o'clock in Democracy Now! As the wind tries to blow here in Bozeman. I grew up along the Rocky Mountain front, so this is, you know, this is a little breeze, but for Bozeman, it's blowing out there a little bit, so I'm going to play some music. I do want to thank an underwriter first, and then we'll hear today's episode of Human Capital. Got a job at a record store 3 days a week and no more than four. KGVM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A PayPal data breach has been confirmed with money stolen from some accounts and passwords reset by hackers. Some PayPal users have received email from the company confirming a data breach that exposed personal information from a hacker who gained access to PayPal's systems. The data breach exposed some PayPal customer data for 6 months after a hacker gained access to PayPal systems last July 1st. The hacker apparently had access until December 12, 2025, when PayPal discovered the security incident. The breach accessed user information including name, email address, phone number, business address, social security number, and date of birth. PayPal has also confirmed that a few customers experienced unauthorized transactions on their accounts. PayPal has issued refunds to those customers who were impacted. PayPal says that it has terminated the attacker's access to its systems, and those customers impacted have had their account passwords reset. Users may find that they are required to set a new password when they try to log in. For customers whose account information was stolen, PayPal says, "We are offering you 2 years of complimentary credit monitoring and identity restoration services through Equifax." PayPal issued recommendations for users to use a unique username and password combination for every website and service. Change your password and any associated security questions if you detect any suspicious activity on your account. When web links are present in an email, you should hover your mouse over the links to view the actual destination URL and should not click on the link if you are unsure of the destination URL or website. PayPal also advises users to pay attention to messages that promote urgency and require immediate action. PayPal tells its customers that it will never ask for username and password of any PayPal account or for any authentication factors, such as a one-time code over a call, text, or email, and for users to be suspicious of illicit activity if such requests are made. A 30-year-old Missoula man was found dead by search and rescue crews in the sleeping child drainage area late last Tuesday, February 17th, according to the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office. Richard Jeffrey McGowan, who went by Jeff, had been reported missing since Sunday. U.S. Forest Service law enforcement located his vehicle in a remote area earlier Tuesday, prompting an immediate response from the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office and search and rescue. The operation involved drones and a National Guard helicopter from Malmstrom Air Force Base in Great Falls. Searchers located McGowan at the base of a rock face, and the preliminary investigation indicates that he died from an accidental fall while rock climbing. President Donald Trump has nominated his second new federal judge for Montana, Katie Lane, to replace Judge Susan Waters. Katie Lane, formerly Katie Smithgall, was a Deputy Solicitor General under Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson from May 2021 to March 2023. She has since worked as a Senior Counsel for Litigation for the Republican National Committee, where she was involved with election-related legal cases. Lane will now need to win confirmation from the U.S. Senate. Judge Susan Waters was appointed by President Barack Obama in 2013. She announced last summer that effective this June, she would move into senior status, a form of semi-retirement where she can still hear federal cases but will have a reduced workload. If Katie Lane is confirmed, two out of Montana's three full-time federal district judges will be Trump appointees. The first, Bill Mercer, a lawyer and state representative from Billings, was confirmed last October. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right, to kick things off tonight, almost 2 weeks ago, I was down at the Ellen for International Guitar Night. These have been coming around through Bozeman for several years now, and I missed the last, I think, one or two of them. They usually feature four different guitarists, usually acoustic guitarists. I've seen some other people play in a little bit of electric stuff, but they had a really great mix of performers for this International Guitar Night, so I thought I'd play a sample of each of those artists to kick things off for today. First up was a ukulele player from Hawaii called Taimani, and she was a great performer. I got an album of hers called Elemental there, so I'll play you the lean-in cut on that. It's called Water. And then a Spanish fingerstyle guitarist, Lucas Imbiriba, I'll play a cut off of an album of covers he did called Epic Journey, his cover of the Iron Maiden's Trooper. I just saw Still God and play that song on Saturday night. And this is a little bit different one. And then a Russian guitar player, Alexander Misko, played that night. He had a really funky, really cool guitar that was outfitted with some very different tuning pegs and gears and stuff. And So I thought I'd play a song of his. It's a little bit older. He didn't have that fancy, funky guitar. From an album called The Songs of Adolescence, I'll play Recovery. And finish it up with classical guitarist Thule. I'd seen her at an International Guitar Night previously, and she's an amazing classical guitarist. From an album called Amor, I'll play you Tanga and Ska. Here's Taimani leading off here with Water. Thank you. That was Tule from her album Amor with Tango and Sky. Before that, Alexander Misko did Recovery from his album The Songs of Adolescence. Lucas Imbiriba did a cover of the Iron Maiden song The Trooper from Epic Journey. And to start out with Taimani with Water from her album Elemental. All four of those artists were on the International Guitar Night tour this year that stopped by the Ellen Theater. I'm going to play one more classical piece here. Not a guitar piece, but local musician Kerry Krause and Baroque Music Montana just released a new album this winter called I Melt Like Snow in the Light of Your Beauty. I thought I'd play a cut off of that for you today. It's La Piguetta. Was Baroque Music Montana, their group. I think Kerry Krause, John Lenti, Nate Hegelson, maybe we're playing on that. That was La Pigetta or Pigetta from the album I Melt Like Snow in the Light of Your Beauty. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon to KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I'm going to thank another of our underwriters, and then hear today's Labor History in Two. KGVM is grateful for the support of Logjam Presents and The Elm on North 7th in Midtown Bozeman. Upcoming events at The Elm include Emo Night with special guest Shane Told from Silverstein on Friday, February 27th. Hell's Bells, female tribute to AC/DC with Pariah Code on Thursday, March 5th. San Holo on Saturday, March 14th. Zoso, the Led Zeppelin experience on Friday, March 20th. And many more. A full event schedule and ticket information are available online at logjampresents.com. We do have some tickets to give away to Emo Night and Hell's Bells in San Holo, courtesy of Logjam Presents. If you'd like a pair of tickets to one of those shows, you can call us at 406-624-6534. Or email info@kgvm.org and let us know what show you'd like to see, and we'll see about getting you on the guest list for the show.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1969. That was the day black food workers went on strike at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Their strike intersected many points central to the social upheaval of the period, including the rights of public sector workers. Besides extremely low wages, workers complained of racial abuse and discrimination on the job. When the administration ignored their demands, the cafeteria workers sat down at the tables and refused to return to the kitchens. Black women workers like Mary Smith and Elizabeth Brooks organized protests and rallies to build public support on and off of campus. As the strike wore on, many students rallied to their defense. The Black Student Movement was the first campus group to support the cafeteria workers. Noting the lag of desegregation on southern campuses and in the South generally, black students added their own demands to those of the workers. They included the expansion of black student aid programs and black study programs. Clashes escalated between students at Lenoir Hall a few weeks later when opposing white students attacked integrated groups of students sympathetic to the strike, forcing the closure of the cafeteria hall. Governor Robert Scott ordered the National Guard on standby. Finally, the workers formed a union and won many of their demands. This benefited 5,000 other state employees as well. But a month later, the University of North Carolina administration betrayed them by contracting out the food service. Many were laid off or fired for union activities. By the end of the year, the now AFSCME-organized workforce struck again over many of the same issues. When renewed student strike support was threatened, management quickly caved, and the strike ended in victory. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.
All right, I'm going to keep it rolling here with some Montana-made music for you. I was thinking of King Rolfe's album Idaho and that song Idaho, and that reminded me of Lena Rich's song Idaho, which I really like. So I'm going to play you that off of her album King Tide that came out last year. And then Lena Marie Schiffer just released her new album House of Sky. They had a album release show over at the Attic in Livingston early this month, and they just had a show out at the Westerner on Saturday night. I opted to go to Stillgun's album release party that night, or I'd have been out at the Westerner. It was a tough decision, but House of Sky is a great new album. I think I'll play you the cut World on Fire from that. And then a single by Abby Webster. This one's a little bit older, from 2020. She's got a newer album out with her band, The Imaginary Band, but I'm going to play this single of hers called Sick. And then Amanda Stewart, late last year, released an EP called Morning, and I'm going to play Anything Like Goodbye from that. We'll start off here with Lena Rich and Idaho.
Lately I've felt it all. not so when I want it so badly to last. I was counting the cracks in the pavement. 1, 2, 3, 4. Jeopardy's flickering on in your window. A cold night for summer, so I'm painting a picture in a postcard to you. I don't know if I'll send it tomorrow.
I can't fight it anymore.
fire, it's only a matter of time. Here on the couch, I'm crying and telling you I wanna keep on trying. soft blue rain in the window, you look through our day, afraid to leave the prison you made, skipping down in an alcohol haze, keeping all your promises fake, now you don't have. All I do is think of you in the soft blue rain.
Amanda Stewart with Anything Like Goodbye off her new EP, Morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. For that, Abby Webster did a single, Sick. Lena Marie Schiffer did World on Fire from her new album House of Sky, and Lena Rich did Idaho from her album King Tide that was released last year. So some great Montana music there. Thanks for tuning in to KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I want to thank you. And I want to thank an underwriter here for their support of our programming.
KGVM thanks the Wax Museum for their support of our programming. The Wax Museum is Bozeman's home of vintage sounds on new and used vinyl, CDs, and cassettes. You can shop at the Wax Museum at 533 East Mendenhall, just 2 blocks from the KGVM studios. You can reach the Wax Museum by phone at 406-404-1617, or you can find them on Facebook. Thanks, Wax Museum!
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In most states, people pay a higher price for electricity now than they did 5 or 10 years ago. Some people blame renewable energy. Others blame fossil fuels. But research from the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory shows the reality is more complex.
One of the factors that is driving rates up across most parts of the U.S. is the increase in the cost of the distribution system, that final leg of the journey to bring the electricity into your home.
Ryan Leddick is with the Brattle Group, which partnered on the analysis. He says many utilities have had to update or replace power lines, poles, and substations.
Parts of the grid now are 80 years old, and in order to continue to provide reliable service to customers, you need to replace and upgrade that equipment.
As climate change intensifies wildfires and storms, utilities also face growing costs to restore power after disasters. And in some states, utilities now spend a lot to prepare for disasters. For example, burying power lines and installing more durable equipment. So the study finds that on average, rising electricity prices have more to do with the cost of reliably getting electricity where it needs to go than with generating it. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, we're in the home stretch of this hour of music this afternoon here in Bozeman. I thought I'd play a couple more. I said earlier that I'd been thinking about King Rope's album Idaho in the title cut when I thought of that Lena Rich song Idaho that I played. So I'll play you the King Rope's Idaho. It's a whole different thing. I'll finish up with a cut from Stillgone's new album, A La Mode. Again, I just went and saw them do their album release party with Desperate Electric out at Pine Creek on Saturday night. It was a packed house and a great show. So I'll play you Day by Day off A La Mode.
Smoking in the parking lot, smoking like it's all she's got left. All she's got left, and she's hanging on tight. Hanging on tight before that long dark night. A lady standing in the parking lot, smoking in the parking lot, smoking like it's all she's got left.
Hanging on tight before that long dark night. All she's got left, and she's hanging. We light a fire, still cold, getting colder with miles to go. It's cold, it's really cold here, too cold. We light a fire, still cold, getting colder with miles to go.
No, no. This is Day by Day by Still Gone from the new album Alamode. Before that, Idaho by King Ropes, the title cut from their previous album. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon to KGVM. Keep it locked right here. Democracy Now! Coming up next. Then Health and Happiness, Green Room Graffiti, and the Jazz Nightcap tonight. So keep it tuned right here to KGVM. Have a great evening, everyone.